It was a good day for democracy. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. Those words from President Biden in his first comment since the midterm elections.
Our democracy has been tested in recent years, but with their votes, the American people have spoken and proven once again that democracy is who we are.
The president saying there is still a possibility the Democrats retain control of the House.
While we don't know all the results yet, at least I don't know them all yet, here's what we do know. While the press and the pundits are predicting a giant red wave, it didn't happen.
On his own political future, the president again said he intends to run again. He was asked who would be a tougher opponent, former President Trump or Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. He said it would be fun watching them take on each other. The winner of the Georgia Senate race won't be determined until early December.
Incumbent Democrat Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker will face off again in a runoff on December the 6th after Warnock, who was leading, fell just short of the required 50% threshold to claim victory.
We're going to make sure we have fair and honest elections. The counties are going to be prepared.
Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, who says officials will be ready. Early voting must begin by November the 28th.
Fox's Kevin Uretsky. The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Nicole is expected to become a hurricane before reaching the east coast of Florida tonight.
Strong wind gusts are already impacting parts of the West Palm Beach area. Ahead of that projected landfall, more than 50 counties across the Sunshine State are under either a tropical storm or a hurricane warning.
Fox's Nicole Valdez in Palm Beach County. The storm expected to move across the southeast Thursday and Friday. Wall Street stocks closed sharply lower, giving back much of the gains over the past 3 days. The Dow lost 646, the Nasdaq minus 263. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Voters in Connecticut may soon join others around the nation in allowing early voting.
More than 42 million Americans by mid-afternoon Monday had already cast their ballots for Tuesday's midterm elections using the U.S. mail to send in their ballots or going to in-person early voting centers, that from the United States Election Project. Now voters in the Constitution State want that right as well. On Tuesday, giving the thumbs up to a ballot measure that gives the state's General Assembly the go-ahead to consider the legislation. Connecticut was one of four states in the U.S. without any form of early voting, according to the National Conference of State Legislatures. People who back early voting say it's helpful for busy voters needing options when they can cast their ballots, but others question if it is worth the potential cost. CJ Papa, Fox News.
WNBA star Brittany Griner's lawyers say she's been sent to another prison to serve out her sentence for drug possession. A Russian judge rejected her appeal last month. A new study puts medication against mindfulness for treating anxiety.
Researchers say it's the first time these two treatments have gone head-to-head. About 200 adults completing a six-month study at medical centers in Washington, Boston, and New York. They were randomly assigned to either use a generic version of the drug Lexapro or take part in a widely used mindfulness program. That's a form of meditation focusing only on what's happening in the moment. After 2 months, anxiety declined by about 30% in both groups, measured on a severity scale. But the mindfulness program used was time-consuming, 2.5 hours of weekly classes plus 45 minutes of daily practice at home. It did not include an online or app option. The study is published in the journal JAMA Psychiatry. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
A man has been detained by British police after they say he threw eggs at King Charles III and Camilla as they walked in the northern city of York. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.